You have to look at Somalia as a very diverse place. The security in various parts of Somalia varies, and the refugees are going back to places that are safe. And we know that since 2011, when we had the last major influx from Somalia, which was primarily due to the drought and famine, we've had a return of Somali refugees, we estimate, of about 120,000. So there are parts of Somalia which are accessible, where refugees can return. The issue now is to make sure that in these parts of Somalia, returnees have access to basic services. One of the number one challenge that they've had, and including when our High Commissioner met some of them 2 weeks ago, was access to basic services. How can you invest in safe parts of Somalia? How can you make sure that those who return in safe parts of Somalia have access to education, healthcare, and the rest?
Yes.
So that's the challenge. But the idea is definitely not to return refugees to parts of the country that are unsafe.
I guess that's the message that UNHCR wants to be giving to the refugees in Dadaab, isn't it? That you're not going to abandon them, and even those that don't want to go, they'll still be getting help from you.
This is what they will first, more importantly, they should continue to be provided with asylum and protection by the government of Kenya, because we do channel resources and support from the international community, but at the end of the day, the protection and asylum is given by the Kenyan government and the Kenyan people. And what the government of Kenya has repeated on a number of occasions is that it would continue to abide by its international obligations as it had for the past 20, 25 years. You have to keep in mind that Kenya is the second country in Africa when it comes to the number of refugees being received, and Kenya has in the region played a very positive role in providing support and assistance to refugees.
What exactly do these returnees need? There hasn't been a huge groundswell of appreciation from the international community when they heard this news from the Kenyan government that they were going to close Dadaab. What do these returnees need? How might the international community get behind them?
Security is the number one issue, because as I mentioned to you, there are parts of the country that are safe, parts of the country that are not safe, but it's the most important thing is security. The second thing is some of the support that they get in Dadaab, which is education, which is healthcare, which is shelter. This is the kind of support that they require in their places of origin once they return. It's expensive, it requires massive support from the international community, but there are parts of Somalia where people can rebuild their lives if they are provided with this kind of support.
So do you have a figure for the amount of money you need?
We are right now working on that, and we will be issuing an appeal shortly. But one thing that I can mention to you is that last year in October, there was a ministerial pledging conference for the repatriation of Somali refugees in Brussels. And at that point, the amount of project that were presented to the international community was about $500 million, and amount pledged, and the EU was one of the number one organizations to pledge, was about $105 million. And of that, we probably received so far $4, $5, or $6 million.
Some way to go then.
Indeed.